8:30 Central Standard Time, 38 degrees in the Twin Cities. Good neighbor to the Northwest, with studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830, this is WCCO.
Do you know the answer to this question?
Where in the world is Randy Merriman tonight?
And where is Dick Chapman tonight?
If you know the answer to either one of those questions, you can win big money on Honest to Goodness. What happened to the theme song there, for heaven's sakes?
Always the same. Every night, I don't care. It's always the same.
Why do you sound so far away tonight, Randy?
Well, I guess, Dick, because I am far away. Tonight, I'm here in Orlando, Florida, the winter home of almost always winning Twins.
Oh,
and I know where you are tonight.
Yeah, right in the middle of a new snowstorm.
Oh, well. You know, new or old, a snowstorm's a snowstorm. How come a snowstorm? I thought it was all over for the year, Dick.
Well, no, we had one more coming, and I guess this is it.
Well, you know, you're in a little snow, and we're in a little sand.
Yeah, as we talk here, you and I, Bobby West just walked in from the WCCO News Bureau and handed me this bulletin. Are you ready?
I'm ready. What does the bulletin say?
Now, don't laugh as I read it. Pay close attention, and don't snicker.
I wouldn't.
It's from Ed King, our AAA reporter at Worthington, Minnesota, and he says that all highways into and out of Worthington are now blocked with snow, and it's still snowing heavily. Visibility is zero in the Worthington area, with winds from 35 to 40 miles per hour. He says no travel should be attempted in the Worthington area, and all employees of the Campbell Soup plant in Worthington have been asked to stay in the plant unless they live within a block or two of the plant. Injured victims of an accident near a radio tower are being cared for in the radio building since ambulances cannot reach the scene. That's how bad it is in southwest Minnesota. We don't have much yet, Randy, in the Twin City area, but they're predicting a little snow hereabouts.
Well, Dick, let me just say this to you, that 1 year ago, as you recall, when our many hundred or more fans in the stands went to Florida, we were gone just, I guess, a week earlier, and that was during the St. Patrick storm. Now, this year, we thought, as we left, that spring had officially arrived in Minnesota, and we regret to hear about this snow tonight, and believe me, this is none of us delight in this, because it's no fun. We know that.
It's one of these storms that's a little difficult to track, because it develops as it moves, and there's no defined lines as to where it is. It'll be snowing heavily in some areas and raining elsewhere, and that's the kind of a night it is.
Well, Dick, let's do this, then. Let's try to find areas in CCO land, or on our Clear Channel show tonight, far out of CCO land, where perhaps there is no snow, and compare their weather with ours.
Why not? Yes, let's put aside the woes of the weather and go on with our Clear Channel calling. We have a lot of places to call tonight and a lot of questions that I'll just phrase to these people. And this is kind of a unique hookup with you in Orlando and me here in the Twin Cities. And who knows where we'll be hooked up on the third line that we'll be calling in right now.
Very good. And while you're placing that call, Dick, let me just take a minute here to say that this is the last of this season's Clear Channel Nights. And throughout the fall and the winter season, we've had a lot of fun in talking with our WCCO Radio Clear Channel friends from coast to coast and border to border. And we thought that with this is what we call our springtime show. And where you live tonight, it could be springtime, just as it is here in Orlando, Florida. But where our folks living in the Twin Cities area and the outer reaches of CCO land in the five-state area are probably experiencing what will be the last muscles of winter. Now, Dick, anytime you arrive at our first guest, we'll be ready to go.
Well, I just dialed the first number, and as you mentioned that, guess what I get but a busy signal.
Oh, wouldn't you know it.
I'm not even going to put it on the air because it's one of those loud, healthy, busy signals, and I was trying to call Del Rio, Texas, for heaven's sakes.
That would be a nice place.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, we can't get through tonight.
Del Rio, I think, is way, way down, practically almost to Mexico.
I think it's right on the border, that's right.
Yes.
Yes. Well, they surely wouldn't have any snow there tonight.
Okay, well, give it a go. I don't know.
I'm doing this next one here right now.
I can remember years ago, Richard, maybe this was, well, I shouldn't say when you were a little boy, but many years ago anyway, in the early days of radio, and I used to listen to all-night radio, I listened to Del Rio.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they used to advertise those crazy bubbling springs, you know, that.
Yeah, that's actually a Mexican station. I think the transmitter is across the border there in Mexico.
I think probably the first radio cowboys I ever heard in my life, or Maybe they were not, cowboys. Maybe they were like, Caballeros? We're singing on from Del Rio.
Could be. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities.
Yes, sir?
I'd like to speak to Calman Barson, please.
Just a minute.
All right. Hey, Randy, we're calling Brooklyn.
Yeah, hello?
Hello, Calman?
Yeah.
This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, St. Paul. How are you tonight?
I'm all right, yeah.
Well, that's good to good to find you at home there, Calman. Who was that answered the phone? Your dad?
Yeah, that was my father, yeah.
You don't sound exactly young, though. How old are you?
I'm 19.
19?
Well, that's not old, Ick.
No, you know who
I'm not too old, no. I should say that.
Do you know who that is, Calman? I say, Calman?
No, I don't know who that is, no.
Neither do I, really. No, that was Randy Merriman, and we've got a unique situation here tonight. Randy is speaking to you from Orlando, Florida. I'm speaking to you from Minneapolis, St. Paul. And you, of course, are speaking from Brooklyn, New York.
Right.
We have a three-way hookup. Well, how's the weather there in Brooklyn tonight?
Right now it's great outside. Sunny. Well, not sunny, it's dark, but it's warm outside.
Uh-huh. You haven't had any snow recently, I guess?
Not for a few months, no.
Well, we're getting snow tonight in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Randy, down in Florida, is getting sandstorms. Right, Randy?
Hello, Calman.
Yeah?
Hi, Calman. This is Randy Merriman. Tell me something. Are you born and raised in Brooklyn? Is that your home?
Yeah.
Originally? Yeah. What do you do? Are you a student, or are you employed?
Yeah, I go to Brooklyn College.
Brooklyn College. Sure, I know where that is. Tell me, Calman, are you a baseball fan?
Yeah.
What's the team now that you cheer for?
Yankees.
You, since the Dodgers left Brooklyn, you're now...
No, even when they were there, the Yankees.
Huh?
Even when the Dodgers were there, still the Yankees.
Oh, when they were here. Well, what about the Mets, Calman? Do you ever get out to see them?
Yeah, I have sympathy for them.
Sympathy,
just
for
sympathy,
heaven's
sake.
Yes.
Calman, what do you think of the Yankee chances this year?
I don't like them as much as they used to be.
Well, you think they can, you think some of the cripples will get well and bounce back again?
I think the Yanks will do better than last year, but they won't come in first.
Yeah, let's tell you what, Dick, let's get Calman's opinion. Now, a man living in Brooklyn, a Yankee fan from the East, what do you think about the Twins? You think they were just lucky last year, or do you think they got a chance to defend?
No, I think it was just luck. They won't win again.
You don't think so?
You don't think so, huh? Say, Calman, how'd you like to bet there, buddy? No, we can't do that over the air. I'll say that. Well, everybody's got a right to their own opinion in baseball, and that's right. The Yankees have long been the nemesis of the American League.
Calman, what are you majoring in Brooklyn College?
Economics.
Economics, huh? Going to work on Wall Street. All right, well, listen, Dick, let's give Calman an opportunity to win a little money, economically speaking, on Honest to Goodness. What kind of a CCO land question have you got for him?
Well, how about a baseball question, since we've been
all right, you want to go for a baseball question, Calman?
Yeah.
All right.
We've got $8.30 from CCO. That's a kind of a clever way for us to advertise our frequency on the dial, 830 from CCO. And we'll send you the $8.30 if you have the answer to this question. You ready?
Yeah.
A shortstop for our Minnesota Twins won the American League's Most Valuable Player Award this past season. Now, what's that shortstop's name? For the Minnesota Twins. I hear some extra
sound to
coaching.
Me like they're shortstopping the question in Brooklyn, Dick.
Versailles.
That's it, Versailles.
Zio,
right.
Versailles. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that pay. Who helped you, Calman? Who'd you talk to there, your dad?
No, I was one of my uncles.
Oh, your uncle there, huh? Say, you win the money. That's good. We're going to send you the money, Calman, but I want to ask you a little question now.
Yeah.
Have you ever been out, out in the Midwest or out in Minneapolis, St. Paul, that area?
No.
Ever visited out here?
No.
Well, how did you happen to know? You sent in your name and your... Do you hear us? Do you hear WCCO there in Brooklyn?
Well, contesting is a hobby of mine.
Good.
And one of the magazines that I get listed your station.
You mean that our program, Honest to Goodness, and WCCO is listed in a contest magazine?
Yeah.
Well, is that so?
Well, that's news to us, and that's interesting to learn, Calman.
Yeah.
You say contesting is a hobby, too. Have you ever been fortunate? You know, another...
I've won a few small things. I've won several times from a local radio station. I've won a watch. I've won toiletry sets.
Well, good for you. Well, I want you to know that it's very nice to talk to you. Dick Chapman is in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and I'm talking to you from down in Orlando, Florida. And between the two of us, we want to thank you very much for your interest in us and hope someday that you can visit Minneapolis and St. Paul and maybe see a game in Bloomington when the Yankees and the Twins play a baseball game.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's Dick to get your mailing address, Kalman.
Right, Kalman.
So, Dick Chapman is getting all that information now from Kalman, and that's Kalman Bayerson of Brooklyn, New York. And this turns out to be fantastic information when honest to goodness must have reached some sort of a plateau. I don't know what it is when our little quiz game has reached a contesting magazine.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as a contest magazine.
I didn't either,
magazine.
Dick. I know there's certain, special magazines for racing nuts and special ones for stamps and coins and maybe even scuba diving.
Uh-huh. But contest nuts, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, like for and our program of all things.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
What page do you suppose we're on?
I don't know. I hope we got good billing.
Hey, speaking of billing, do you have anything for the company tonight?
As a matter of fact, yes. This is the time of year for one of your favorite events here in the Northwest, and that's what I'm going to talk about right now.
The Ice Follies 30th Anniversary Show. So unbelievable, you've got to see it to believe it. See the fabulous 66 Shipstads and Johnson Ice Follies.
March 30th through April 17th at the Minneapolis Arena. Get tickets now at Dayton's, where you can charge them. Downtown Ticket Office, Minneapolis, Field Schlick, St. Paul, and the Arena. Call 825-4427. That's 825-4427 for information. Ice Follies, the family fun show. Well, Randolph, I'll have you know that the wind in the Twin Cities is blowing up to as high as 40 miles an hour right now.
In our two towns?
Yes,
40
sir.
Miles an hour?
And the Twin City temperature is 38 degrees. We're still kind of ahead of this storm as we were when I talked to you in the Barbados, if you'll remember.
Yes, that's true. It was just skirting all around us.
Yeah, and it really never hit us that last blizzard when you were gone, but now this one it looks like it's going to come through southern Minnesota and include the Twin Cities.
Well, let's hope that tomorrow will bring out a lot of sunshine and that the blizzard won't be, won't leave any lasting effects.
Right. Well, I'll go ahead and call this next number and see who we get in some different section of the country.
Very good. And while you do that, I'd like just to take a minute, Dick, while you're placing this report, to give a little report on our Minnesota Twins, WCCO radio fans in the stands. We departed the Twin Cities on Saturday, and after spending a rather relaxing weekend on Bahama Island at Freeport, we arrived here in Orlando just late this afternoon. And actually, we arrived by air at West Palm Beach and then had about a three-hour bus ride that took three buses to haul the 120 of us here to Orlando. And on the way to Orlando, Billy Robertson, Calvin Griffith's brother and the operations manager for the Minnesota Twins, was just commenting on the fact that it has been such a delightful spring this year in the CCO land in the Twin Cities. And he said this is one year that Dick Erickson may not have to worry about getting helicopters or flamethrowers to thaw the snow out of Metropolitan Stadium for opening day. Well, I hope he's wrong.
I think you better have him double-check on the weather before he comes back, because who knows?
When I say I hope he's wrong, I mean I hope that he will not have to use those flamethrowers.
Yeah, well, you know the old saying about the state tournament week, and that's what we've got right now. The state tournament, of course, opens Thursday, and we always seem to have snow of some kind around in the vicinity of the state tournament.
Incidentally, Dick, there's people from every one of the districts of the Minnesota State High School Basketball Tournament Finals, and they were all delighted to hear the pairings, and they'll be following very closely the happenings of the Minnesota State High School youngsters.
Yeah. Well, as we talk now, I've just finished dialing twice a number in Louisville, Kentucky, and both times I got a busy signal. So there's two busy signals out of three calls. We'll have to move on to the next one here.
Probably getting ready for the Kentucky Derby.
Could be. I don't know. I'll try this next one very quickly.
All right.
This time we're going to try out west, Casper, Wyoming. You ever been there?
Oh, listen, never in Casper, Wyoming. But I was at Popocatepetl, I think it was.
What?
Popocatepetl?
That doesn't sound like Wyoming. That's got to be like New Mexico.
I think it is. And it was also the name of a song, you remember?
Popocatepetl, yes.
Yeah, that's what it is. Pocatello is Idaho.
Pocatello, yeah, I know, but Pocatepetl is a thing in Mexico. It's a mountain, for heaven's sake.
It just goes to show you that hundreds of miles apart we can have this problem. But I think it was Popocatepetl.
Now the phone's ringing in Casper, Wyoming. Let's see. Hope
maybe
we can
find out if there's a puff of caterpillar in Wyoming.
All right.
They'll pay us $8.30.
I didn't bargain for all this when I put you on the line here. I'll say that.
You know what a puff of caterpillar is?
No, what is a puff?
It's a tree.
It is? I thought it was a mountain.
Maybe it is.
Can you hear the phone ringing?
Oh, sure.
Well, that's ringing in Casper, Wyoming. I tell you, the miracle of CCO's radio hookups are fantastic. Here you are there in Orlando, and you can hear the phone ringing right on the phone that you're using. For heaven's sakes.
No busy signal, but there seems to be no one home in Casper.
I'm going to mark this up as a no answer here and move on to the next one right quickly because we're having trouble getting things moving here on the show.
All right, you go ahead.
Let me try this next one. It only took half a mo.
So, as yet tonight, we have tried to reach some of our Clear Channel customers in Del Rio, Texas, without success, and we did make contact with young Mr. Byerson in Brooklyn, New York. Louisville was busy, and in Casper, Wyoming, as you have just heard, there was no answer.
Now I've tried a new number, and this is in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yes, Hyde Park, Massachusetts.
And can I tell you about Massachusetts?
All right.
Remind me of after our... I must tell you about Massachusetts a little later.
All right. Where is Hyde Park, do you know?
Hyde Park?
Yeah.
No.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Yes?
I'd like to speak with Mrs. Edith Pease, please.
All right, one moment, please.
All right.
This is Hyde Park.
It sounds like it must be a suburb, huh? Of something like maybe
Everything
Boston?
Everything is a suburb of Boston if it's in Massachusetts.
That's true, yes. That's what they say. Just a reminder for folks who may have joined us late, Randy's speaking to us right now from Orlando, Florida. I'm here in our studio at CCO in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul, and we're calling
Hello?
All over the country. Hello, Mrs. Pease?
Yes?
This is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO in St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Yes?
How are you this evening?
What's that?
I say, how are you this evening?
Oh, pretty good.
Well, it's good to find you home. We're kind of clear channeling tonight, calling all over the country.
Yes?
May I ask who that was that answered the phone?
I can't hear you very plain.
I say, may I ask who it was that answered the phone
that
just
That was my daughter.
Your daughter.
Yes.
And now I'd like you to meet a fella who's not sitting here beside me, although he usually does. Randy Merriman, our quizmaster, is speaking to you tonight and to all of our listeners on WCCO from his location in Orlando, Florida.
Yes, hello, Miss Keyes.
Hello there.
Fine, thank you. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
I hear you very well, and you live in Hyde Park, Massachusetts.
That's right.
You know, Dick and I and everyone listening, we're kind of wondering now, Hyde Park, is that just out of Boston, or where is that?
It's part of Boston.
It is part of Boston.
Yes, it's about, I think, about 10 miles from the city of Boston.
Oh, yes.
A little ways out.
Yes, are you, just let me ask you something, are you by any chance a baseball fan, Miss Keith?
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, the reason I was going to ask that question is because the manager of our Minnesota Twins baseball club comes from just outside of Boston also. He is from, what is it, Dick? What's the...
I'm trying to place it. As you brought it up there, it was on the tip of my tongue. It seems like it's West, not Worcester, not... Westmoreland, I don't know.
It just came to me. Quincy. Is that nearby, Miss Keyes?
Quincy, yes.
Yeah, Quincy?
Yes, it's near here.
Yes.
His name is Sam Mealy, Mrs. Pease.
Well, I don't know him.
Well, it just goes to show you how fame is, Dick.
Yes.
Mrs. Keyes, have you ever been in Orlando, Florida?
No, I haven't.
Well, what kind of weather are you having tonight in Massachusetts?
Well, we're having it's mild, but it's raining.
Rainy.
Miss, yes.
Well, now, Dick Chapman is going to tell you, have you ever been in Minnesota, Mrs. Keyes?
Yes, I have.
How long ago?
Oh, about, I think 2 years ago.
Were you ever there in the winter
there.
Time?
What's that?
Were you ever there in the winter or the spring, early
no,
spring?
No, we were there in the fall.
Oh, well, Dick, tell Miss Keyes what kind of a weather you're having this evening.
Yes, we have a blizzard blowing through this evening, Miss
Keyes.
Oh,
no.
Well, it's not quite here yet, but it's forecast for sections of Minnesota, and we're supposed to have 8 inches of snow in the Twin Cities tonight and tomorrow.
Well, you can have it.
And, Mrs. Keyes, I'm in Orlando, Florida, where we've got 8 inches of sand.
Oh, that's good.
Did I hear you say, Miss Pease, that that you have a son in
yes.
In Minnesota?
In St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, and what's his name?
What's that?
I say, what is your son's name?
Alfred.
What does he do there? Is he a student, or what does
no,
he do?
No, he works.
He what?
He works.
And with what company does he work?
Wait a minute. Where does Bunny work, Tootsie?
Where does Bunny work, Tootsie?
That's his nickname.
You said Alfred, yeah?
Yeah. Where does Bunny work?
Alfred's friend's down at work tomorrow. I hear that his name is...
He's in trouble.
Bunny, yeah, he's got big problems.
Right.
Oh, he does drafting.
He does drafting.
Yes.
He's with
draftsman.
A draft board.
Yes.
No, come on, Randy. Now, pay attention. It's a serious business here.
Well, Mrs. Keyes, it's awfully nice to talk to you. How did you happen to hear about WCCO Radio? Did Bunny tell you about us?
Yes, my son told me about us.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't that nice?
Yes.
Now
I would
we're
just
give
bet,
you a chance to win $8.30. And we have some special questions about mostly about our WCCO land area. Now, Dick Chapman is going to be a big spender and give you a chance to win some money. So, Dick, you tell Mrs. Keyes the question.
All right. I would just bet, Mrs. Pease, that Bunny, or Alfred there, is probably listening tonight.
He probably is.
Did you say in St. Paul?
In St. Paul, yes.
Where in St. Paul, Mrs. Keyes?
Palace Avenue.
All right, Bunny. Now, I'm sorry that Bunny can't help you because he can't be hooked in here, but he'll be pulling for you. You say you've been to Minnesota.
Yes, I have been.
All right. Now, I'm trying to find a question that maybe I think you might be able to answer.
Oh.
And I'll try this one for $8.30. That's for the 830R frequency on the dial where you find WCCO radio on your radio. $8.30. Here's the question. Minnesota is bordered by Wisconsin on the east, Iowa on the south, and two states on the west.
Florida and...
Don't interrupt.
Well, wait a minute. Can I get my daughter in on that? Because
yes,
I'm afraid I couldn't answer you.
I want you to tell me what two states border Minnesota on the west. Okay.
Wait a minute. What... Tootsie,
goodbye.
Tootsie and Bunny, there we go. It's a pretty... You know, they're bringing in more of these storm bulletins as we talk, Randy.
Well, Dick, come in with them at any time. They're most important. We're interested here, of course, as are the people in CCO.
Well, if you have anybody on your fan in the stands...
Michigan? Is Michigan the answer?
No, Michigan's not. Don't say Michigan. Give me two other states instead of Michigan.
Two other states.
On the west now.
On the west.
I was going to say that Owatonna has now got zero visibility and 2 to 3 inches of snow on the ground. I'm sure that all your fans from Owatonna will be glad to hear that.
Oh, I'm afraid I don't know.
Well, let's see if we can help you a little bit. I'll tell you, you've heard of North and South Carolina.
Yeah.
Now, these two states that we have in mind are a North and South type state. Just like North and South Carolina, only it's not Carolina, it's two other states. Can you think of those?
Yes, North and South what? Not Carolina.
North and South.
Yes.
Starts with a D.
And ends with an A.
Yeah. Oh,
wait a minute.
You know, way down here in Orlando, Florida, you got me wondering.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it, yes. Our questions sometimes sound simple for those folks in our CCO land area, but they can be difficult for...
I think I've got it.
What?
North and South Jakarta.
No. That's in Indonesia.
Oh.
Yes.
Mrs. Keyes, did you get some help?
Is it North and South Dakota?
By George, I think she's got it.
I know she's got it. That's right, Mrs. Pease.
That's correct.
You betcha. You've won yourself $8.30.
Well, isn't that fine?
And we didn't have to help you hardly at any there.
Yeah.
A little bit. I think Bunny would be proud of you tonight.
I know he would. Now, Mrs. Keyes, I'm certain that your son has heard you this evening. If he hasn't, he'll certainly hear from many of his friends that knew we were talking to his mother in Hyde Park, Massachusetts.
Yeah, and the name is P. Pease.
P as in Powell.
Pease as in Peter.
Oh.
Yeah, there we are.
I see. It's peas instead
right,
of peas.
Yes.
That's
now you've
right.
got it.
Yes.
Got it.
Well, I'm sorry. I had it misspelled here. Well, now, I hope that you will be out to visit again. Perhaps you will be back sometime this spring or summer.
Well, we'll hope so.
And if you do, will you please come to WCCO Radio? Because Dick Chapman and I would like very much to meet you personally.
Well, we'll be delighted if we come out. We'll surely drop off to see you.
All right.
Very
Ms.
good. Now, Dick's going to get your mailing address, and then we'll send our check for $8.30, our little way of saying thank you, and it's very nice to visit with you tonight in Hyde Park, Massachusetts.
Thank you. And Mrs. Pease, is it 92 Gordon Avenue?
That's correct.
Very good. We'll send that check to you in the mail.
All right.
Thank you. Good night, ma'am.
Thank you. Good night.
All right, Randy. Say, you know what? It's state basketball tournament time, of course. Just a couple of more days. And all the colorful, exciting action of the state basketball tourney will be reported and pictured for you on the pages of the St. Paul Sunday Pioneer Press, the special state tournament section on March 27th. Pictures and stories galore give you complete tournament coverage in this special section. That's this coming Sunday, so be sure to get your copy of the St. Paul Dispatch, Pioneer Press.
You know, Dick, I was just thinking, the lady we talked to, I wonder if she's any relation to Arch Pease, you know, of the publisher of the Anoka Union.
Yeah, I thought it's the same spelling, but I have a hunch there's no relation because they don't have the same accent.
Well, I guess you're right. Arch has a sort of an Anoka accent.
Right, and you know, there's no mistaking an Anoka accent when you compare it with Mrs. Pease's Hyde Park accent.
I'm sorry we didn't ask her. I'll bet you a bunch that she lives in the Bay Area, huh?
Yeah, it might be. You know, she had a very quaint way of saying work. You notice she says, where does Bunny work? Work.
Yeah, work.
And that's that good old Boston accent.
I told you I had something to tell you about Massachusetts.
Yeah? What was that?
Well, this afternoon as we were leaving Grand Bahama, there was a group of people just arrived in Grand Bahama from Boston, about 380 people. Now, the travel agent with them was a man named Joe McCabe. And this name, of course, kind of hit me because I recall that the Twins have a catcher named Joe McCabe.
Uh-huh.
But this is no relation. They're not related in any way.
Oh, well,
however, when this Boston travel agent found out that our 120 people were on our way to Orlando, he says, I wish I could go with you, and will you say hello to Sam Mealy? He lives two houses away from me in Quincy.
Well, for heaven's sakes.
So there you are.
I've just dialed another number, and it should be ringing here very shortly. Way, way out west. As a matter of fact, northwest. We'll be traveling from Boston to Portland, Oregon on this next call. And I'm waiting for all the little gizmos to click into place, and there's the telephone ringing now in Portland, Oregon. I'm glad we got such a nice telephone connection tonight, Randy.
Yes, this puts me a long way from Portland this evening.
I'd say so. You're just about from the southeast corner of the United States.
Hello.
To the northwest. Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Oh, Bob, just a minute.
All right.
They always leave us.
Yeah, where do they go, for heaven's sakes? Must be something we do. Say, I think I better right here and now just point out that this particular day is Tuesday, March 22nd, 1966.
Hello.
Is this Elaine Stevens?
That's right.
Well, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Well, hello. It's good to hear from you.
Yes. Mrs. Stevens, would you hang on just a minute while I give a station break?
I certainly will. Say, we do not have a very good connection.
Oh, well, I'm afraid we can't try to get another one. I'll just have to speak up as best I can.
Okay, fine. Very good. I'll hang on.
I was continuing there. It's almost 9 o'clock. It's 1 minute till 9 Central Standard Time. And this is Clear Channel Honest to Goodness coming to you from studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul. 830 on your dial, WCCO. Well, Miss Stevens, what kind of weather are you having there? Yeah.
Hey, can I interrupt a minute?
All right, go ahead.
I just want to correct you. It's just 1 minute of 10.
No. 1 minute of 10 your time, 1 minute of 9 my time.
Oh, and I was just going to say with studios in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Orlando, Florida.
That's about what it boils down to.
Hi, Mrs. Stevens.
Well, hello. Who am I speaking to now?
This is Randy Merriman, and I'm talking to you from Orlando, Florida.
Well, how nice.
And Dick Chapman is in Minneapolis and St. Paul.
I'll tell you what, if you just kind of drew a diagonal line from Florida right through the north central part of the United States through Minneapolis, St. Paul to Portland, why, that's the way we're all connected up from coast to coast, and that's for sure.
Yes, can you hear me pretty well, Miss Stevens?
No, I can hear you very well.
Well, fine, and you're coming through beautifully here. What kind of Portland, that's the city of roses, isn't it?
That's right. We sometimes say the city of rainy roses, but...
Is it raining there this evening?
Pardon me?
Is it raining there tonight?
No, we have had a lovely day today, and it's been very nice yesterday, too. My husband's parents were visiting us all last week, though, and the weather wasn't anything to brag about, but that's what happens when company comes.
Where do your husband's parents live?
They live in St. Louis Park.
Oh, well, now I'll tell you, if you were visiting your husband's parents this evening in St. Louis Park, Dick, tell Mrs. Stevens what kind of weather she'd have.
Yes, it's pretty windy here, and it's beginning to snow, and we're expecting 8 inches by tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, that doesn't sound at all appealing to us.
Well, it never sticks around very long at this time of the year, so we always look for this last spring snowstorm, and then we get ready for summer.
Mrs. Stevens, you mentioned that your husband's parents live in St. Louis Park. Where are you from originally?
Well, I'm from Olivia, Minnesota, originally. That's 100 miles.
Olivia, Minnesota.
Oh, you'd be happy to know that it's snowing to beat the band in Olivia right now.
Why would
she
be happy? Why would Mrs. Stevens be happy about that?
Well, because she's not there.
Well, Mrs. Stevens, Olivia, isn't that kind of near Morris, Minnesota?
Well, not too close to Morris. It's actually about 25 miles south of Wilmer, if you know.
Wilmer, I guess, yes, that's what I'm thinking.
That's where his
uncle. Crossroads of 212 and 71.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How long ago was it that you lived in Olivia?
Well, it's been quite some time ago now. My husband and I were married in 1951.
51.
And before that, I worked in Minneapolis for about 2 years.
Yes, but you went to school in Olivia.
That's right, and then on to Minneapolis Business College.
Well, the reason, Dick, you'd be surprised, but the reason I was trying to pin Mrs. Stevens down to when she lived in Olivia, do you know that Olivia, Minnesota is one of the scenes of my early success in the theater?
Oh, is that so?
Yes, it is.
What happened?
Well, I can't remember if it was bank night or what, but anyway, I appeared on the stage in Olivia, Minnesota several years ago. And
right
I've never been
you.
Back again, but I mean, I was out there to do a show once.
How far is Olivia from Hutchinson, Minnesota?
Oh, I would say about 45, 50 miles, probably.
Yes. The reason I ask is that Hutchinson, Minnesota, is that particular region's representative in the Minnesota High School Basketball Tournament starting this week.
Well, that's our district, of course. Olivia plays in...
Nobody cares about the act I did, I suppose.
No, who cares about... How many years ago could that have been, for heaven's sake?
Well, let's see. They were using kerosene in the footlights. Mrs. Stevens, would you, if we were to send you $8.30 from Minneapolis and St. Paul from WCCO, would you cash the check and spend it?
Oh, I think I certainly would.
Well,
probably some more money around here. We have 4 growing daughters.
Oh, 4 growing daughters.
Oh, yes, we do.
What are the ages of your young ladies?
Well, our oldest daughter is 13.
Yes.
The next one will soon be 10. The next one will soon be 9. And then we have a little 2-year-old.
Well, how very nice.
She helps me at home while the others go to school.
How very, very nice.
Do you still have relatives around Olivia?
Oh, yes, my mother and father, and I have a brother. In fact, my brother is Paul Peterson. He's state secretary of the National Farmers Organization, which I understand is a pretty growing thing in Minnesota these days.
Oh, yes. Yes,
oh, I should guess so.
And my parents live in town. My brother farms. And
what are your parents' names, Missy?
Mr. and Mrs. Elmer Peterson.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Elmer Peterson.
Right. Uh-huh.
Oh, boy, I'll bet they're cheering tonight.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I imagine so. You see, I keep getting things from my mother saying, now send the card, and we can get you on our Zenith Transoceanic. Herb just went in now to try to get you on the program, and he's got WCCO very loud and clear, he says.
Well, how very good.
We're all the way in Portland.
We have chatted with Ken Skoll, who is our principal from our old school, Centennial, in Richfield, Minnesota, and he's here attending the National Principals Convention. And we have a friend with us from Columbus, Ohio tonight who's attending the same convention. So we're having a big time here, too.
Quite a reunion, then.
Yeah, very much
so. And you say Ken is from Centennial in Richfield.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's behaving himself, I hope.
Well, I hope so. Herb talked to him last night on the phone, and we have to take Paul back to the Hilton Hotel, so we hope we can see him, too.
Well, that's good, because everybody in Richfield's listening, and that's a first-hand report on Ken's activity.
Well, now, Dick, let's give Mrs. Stevens a chance to win some money.
Well, I dare say that any one of these questions I have here would be easy for Mrs. Stevens to win. Now, let's see what I've got here.
How about something real tough about Olivia or Hutchinson, maybe?
Well, I don't have anything about Olivia and Hutchinson, but here's one that maybe you might try, Mrs. Stevens. Ready?
Okay, I'll try.
We've got our traditional $8.30 from 830-CCO, and here's the question. Oftentimes in CCO land, tourists and natives alike marvel at the colorful and spectacular Aurora Borealis. Now, what's another name for the Aurora Borealis?
Gee, I don't know. I guess the Northern Lights.
Gee, I don't know. I guess the Northern Lights. That
well,
sounds like a typical answer for everybody.
Yeah, that just guessed her into $8.30.
That's exactly right. You know that coming from Minnesota. Everybody calls them the Northern Lights.
Why, sure.
Well, you could have made it easy and asked me something about football, you know.
Oh, are you
a real football fan, baseball fan. And our latest news, by the way, about Bill Davis is that he's coming back to the Portland Beavers.
Well, that's our first baseman from the Minnesota...
That's right.
Right, from the Gopher squad.
Right, very
he's
good.
He's coming back.
Yes,
to
and
Beavis.
He's the property of Cleveland, isn't he?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping he comes back. We have mixed emotions. In fact, I just dashed a letter off to Bill today to tell him we hope that he comes back. Herb's office has about 3 boxes reserved.
Well, that's very nice. And you know, Dick, I don't know if you had the pleasure of meeting Bill when he was playing at the university, but here is not only a fine athlete, but a very, very nice young man, too.
Well, he certainly is. We had dinner with Dick, or with Bill one night last summer, and of course it was fun to have him out to our house, and we met his parents when they were here. We hadn't met them before, but we had known Bill when he was in high school.
You know, I don't want to wish him any bad luck, but I hope he stays with the Portland Beavers all summer. I mean, all season.
All season.
Because he's so good that if he gets in that Cleveland lineup and starts playing against the Twins, he may give us many, many heartaches.
Yeah, it could well be. Oh, another thing, too, we ought to plug a little bit. The Far West Classic is a basketball tournament here during the holiday season. This is during Christmas vacation. And Minnesota's coming next year, so we're looking forward to getting tickets for the games and seeing Minnesota play. So
You've done very well this evening for Oregon. You know that, Mrs. Stevens?
Pardon me?
You've done beautifully for Oregon tonight.
Oh, I have.
Yes, you have, haven't you, Dick?
Well,
you betcha,
we voted for Oregon State, too, and and they didn't quite get to the NCAA finals, but
no.
It was close.
Well, neither did the University of Minnesota, but you know. Now, Mrs. Stevens, Dick is going to talk to you on the private line to get your mailing address in Portland, Oregon.
Okay, fine.
And it has been a delight to visit with you in the Twin Cities as well as here in Orlando, Florida. And I hope that you will be returning home soon and that you will come in and see us.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Very well. Dick?
A lot of fun.
Now, while Dick is talking to Mrs. Stevens, I would like to just make this report, too, that we hope that you are following, of course, baseball and the Minnesota Twins right here on WCCO Radio on the weekends. The Twins are looking forward to their visit this weekend to Puerto Rico, and that will be quite a weekend for them. And while they're in Puerto Rico, or rather in San Juan, they'll be playing the Boston Red Sox. And we hope that you'll be right there at WCCO to follow them, while some of the Twins fans from CCO land, all the way from South Dakota through Minnesota and Wisconsin, those that are with us, will be actually watching them in person tomorrow and Thursday. But this weekend, you will follow them on WCCO Radio from San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Say, Randy, you'll be happy to know that the temperature now in the Twin Cities has gone down a little bit more. It's now 35 degrees. And listen to this. The wind is still between 27 and 40 miles an hour. There is light snow and, at the same time, thunder.
Thunder?
Light snow and thunder.
Snow and thunder? I've never heard of that.
Well, I think that's kind of spooky, but that's what we've got. We've just received it from the Weather Bureau.
You just mentioned the magic word spooky, and she just dropped her gin rummy hand.
That's right, exactly. And on the very edge of that particular report, I have a commercial here which the first line says, "It's spring for sure."
Oh, boy.
No, we're talking about when the youngsters rush home from school and look for a kind of a quick snack, you know, before heading outdoors. You know as well as I do, Randolph, that that's the time to open a fresh bag of Old Dutch corn chips. Bite-sized, lively energy in each snappy chip. Old Dutch corn chips have a sweet golden corn flavor youngsters just love. It's the sunshine nourishment they need. Old Dutch corn chips are a natural after-school favorite. They not only taste great, but they're fun. And that's because Old Dutch corn chips come in 3 amusing shapes. There are regulars, of course, for handy munching, and rounds that Mom might top with a kind of a tangy cheese spread. But the adventurous youngsters are apt to eat as is or with a dab of peanut butter and jelly. Can you imagine that?
Sounds great.
Yeah, well, maybe they decide on the dip size, and then anything goes. French onion dip, garlic dip, maybe an olive pimento combination. Plain or fancy, Old Dutch corn chips make the best snack and treat. So keep a big twin pack on hand. Old Dutch corn chips, freshly sealed in the sunshine yellow wrapper. Very good. Now let's try another call for $8.30, and this time we're going back east again.
Well, Dick, while you're placing that call, I just take a minute here to say that I know that folks from St. Paul will be very happy to know that the John Hay of the St. Paul Chamber of Commerce stopped by just about an hour and a half ago to visit with the St. Paul delegation that are with the Minnesota twins, WCCO radio fans here in Florida. And also with John, of course, was his lovely wife and another couple of guests. John is also attending, I believe, some convention business in the Miami area, and at the same time spending time on behalf of St. Paul here in Orlando with the Orlando Chamber of Commerce representing St. Paul, Minnesota.
The phone's Hello? Ringing now in West Englewood, New Jersey. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Uh-huh. I often listen to you.
Yeah, is this Mark Vann?
Right.
Well, Mark, we're glad to hear you listen to us.
Well, I enjoy it a lot.
Very good. How are things in West Englewood, New Jersey this evening?
Very nice. It's about 75 degrees.
Oh, you would
boy,
say
oh,
that.
Boy, oh, boy.
Say, I want you to meet a fellow who's not sitting here beside me in Minneapolis, St. Paul, but he's speaking to you from straight south almost. Randy Merriman is connected with us tonight from Orlando, Florida. Randy?
Yeah, hello, Mark.
Well, how are you?
Well, fine, thank you. Mark, I'm sorry I didn't hear your last name there.
Vann, V-A-N.
Oh, Vann, Mark Vann.
Right.
And you say you have 75 degrees tonight in West Englewood, New Jersey.
Right, and tomorrow it'll be higher.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
How is it down your way?
Well, here in Orlando, Florida, the temperature was well up into the 70s, the high 70s, too.
Uh-huh.
But tonight, where Dick Chapman is sitting in the Twin Cities, there's a blizzard going on.
It is?
Well, not exactly right here, but very close. There
well,
is a blizzard.
We usually get it what you have 2 days later.
Well, get ready for this one, because it's whistling through tonight. We have 35 degrees right now and light snow.
Indeed, I hope we don't have it. You had a very mild winter this year as far as snow is concerned.
That's right, not too
but
bad,
I heard
except...
You people
we had one little blizzard that kind of sneaked by here in the last couple of
yeah,
weeks.
I listen to you every night.
Mark, that's good news. Where now, where is West Englewood?
Well, that's right a few miles from Englewood.
Well, yes, but I mean, are you in the...
Well, I'm about 6 miles from New York City.
Well, I was going to ask
on
you,
Route
like
4.
The Newark area in there.
On Route 4.
Route 4, yes.
Right.
Mark, you say you listen to us. That's good news. What, you picked WCCO pretty good then, right there.
Very good, and I hear Jurgen Nash, too.
Good. Do you ever hear the boys earlier in the morning, the morning side, or do you get up that early out there?
I can't get the daytime.
Well, I was thinking like about 6 o'clock in the morning.
No, I don't get up that early.
That's a little early. Well, I'll be honest with you, I don't either.
Uh-huh.
But you must hear Hobbs then, too, sometimes.
No, I hear Jurgen Nash, and I hear quite often Dick Chapman, and he's on at 9 sometimes.
Yes, that's right.
You see, we're an hour earlier than you people.
You're right. Your time now is getting around toward 10:15, isn't it?
Well, we're around 10:15. We're an hour later than you. You're an hour early.
Mark, what do you do there in Englewood, West Englewood?
Well, I'm a music teacher, but I'm retired now.
Retired music?
Yes, because my eyes have been very bad.
Hmm. Did you teach in the New Jersey school system?
Oh, in the Columbia.
At Columbia University?
Right.
My heavens, they have a very good journalism school there at Columbia, don't they?
They certainly do. It's a wonderful place.
Yes, I'm a journalism graduate from the undergraduate college at Missouri.
Dick Chapman?
Yes.
You're from Kansas, aren't you?
No, I'm from Missouri. I'm from Kansas City, but on the Missouri side.
I heard you say Kansas. I was wondering.
Yes.
Well, he's from Missouri, but just, you know, inside of Kansas City there, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark, are you originally from the East?
Yes, I am.
I just sort of detected that you might be from, were you born in New Jersey?
I was born in New York City. My mother was born in New York City, and she's 92.
Well, for heaven's sake, isn't that wonderful? Well, she saw it when it was little old New York then.
Yes,
she's seen it grow.
A village then.
Yes, indeed. Mark, have you ever been in Minnesota, ever visited?
No, but I'm very anxious to.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice? It would certainly be nice to meet you, to see you personally.
Well, I'd love to meet you, fellas, because I feel I know you from all the times I've heard you so many times.
Well, thank you.
And it's derived a lot of pleasure from it.
Now, Mark, nothing would make us happier than to have you win a little of our money tonight.
Well, I'd be happy, too.
All right. And I'm going to check that back to Dick Chapman. He has all those questions, and I hope you have the answer.
All right.
Let me try to find an easy one for you here. We try to make people win on our Clear Channel shows. I guess you know that.
Uh-huh.
How are you at, like, baseball or football or things like
that? Well, history. I'm more partial to American history and presidential.
Oh, is that so? What do you know? I haven't got a single presidential question.
Well, I may have an American history question if you haven't got a presidential question, Dick.
I've got one here that's a two-choice question, and Mark can't miss. Let's try this question. You ready? For $8.30... If you're looking for taconite, would you go to Lake Superior or the Mesabi Iron Range in Minnesota?
If you were looking for what?
Taconite.
I'm sorry, I don't think I know what.
Well, Dick, you know, taconite now may not be familiar to people outside of our area.
Well, that's okay. You take a guess on whether it would
I've got a good American history question here, though.
Yeah, but
Well, if you were looking for the Fountain of Youth, would you look for, I mean, the discovery of the Fountain of Youth, would you look in Rome, or would you look in Portland, Oregon, or St. Augustine, Florida?
St. Augustine, Florida.
Yeah, I like that one, Dick.
Oh, well, yeah, but he couldn't have gone wrong on the other one.
Well, this is CCO land, I mean Florida.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, St. Augustine, that's right. Now try your question. He's already won the money.
No, never mind. We got the money won here.
Mark, you win our money, and we're very glad.
We appreciate it.
And now Dick is going to get your mailing address in West England.
Very nice to call me.
Beg pardon?
I say you were very nice to call me.
Well, it was our pleasure, and we thank you so much for listening to us, particularly in your area, because you see at our frequency on the radio dial at 830, we recognize the fact, too, that I believe the City of New York station is on 830.
Yeah.
When you tell us that you hear us...
On your station, I get Havana, Cuba.
Yes, that's true.
Dallas, Texas.
That's true. Havana is on, I think, till about midnight.
Yes, and Dallas...
I have heard that, too. And then when Mr. Castro signs off, why, of course, we come on
and
pretty strong.
And WHAS Louisville, Kentucky is very powerful right alongside of you.
That is another clear channel station.
Right.
Yes. All right, well, Dick, why don't you talk then to get Mr. Van's mailing address in West Englewood, New Jersey.
All right, very good.
And now, while Dick does that, again, I would like to remind you that if you happen to tune in a little late and wonder what's going on here beside the weather conditions in the Twin Cities, which Dick will bring you right up to date on, is that this is the final of our season series of Clear Channel Broadcasting. Dick is in the studios of WCCO Radio in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and I am with our Minnesota delegation of Twins fans in the stands speaking from Orlando, Florida tonight. And Dick, maybe you'd like to speak a little bit more now about the current weather conditions.
Well, as a matter of fact, we just got a report from a ham radio operator who's been checking conditions all across our region. And listen to this. Visibility is now said to be zero in the areas around Windham, Worthington, and Mountain Lake. That's all in southwestern Minnesota. And this man, Rodney Byam from Windham, says about 6 inches of new snow is already falling, and it's still snowing. Winds 35 to 40 miles an hour are causing heavy drifting, and it's very hazardous driving on the roads.
Dick, what is the condition right now at the moment in the Twin Cities area?
Well, for the past 40,
and suburbs.
Yeah, for the past 45 minutes, I've been kind of stuck in this room without a window, but we do know that it's snowing lightly, and still really no heavy snow to worry about, except that it looks like it could get bad. We have heavy winds. And as I said a little while ago, thunder on top of the snowstorm, for heaven's sake.
And your temperature, you say, is now down in the 30s.
It's 35 degrees right now in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that this thing can probably, even though we have hung up on some of our not talking with our Eastern listeners, that maybe this will go a little beyond us, huh?
Yes, I hope so. Hang on now. We'll make another call in just a minute. Say, if you need a gift that reflects your good taste but won't actually upset your budget, why don't you take out your Gift House stamp gift catalog and browse through a wide assortment of gifts for every age and every occasion. Maybe something to swing into spring or add to that Easter basket. After you've selected your gift, your next stop is a Gift House gift center where you simply redeem your Gift House stamps for wonderful rewards. Now, in St. Paul, gift centers are located in the Harmar Mall and at 90 East 6th Street. In Minneapolis, you will find a gift center and national food stores at the following locations: Apache Plaza, 4010 Bloomington, 4414 Humboldt North, 79th and Lindale South, and in the Knollwood Plaza. Or you can visit the new downtown Minneapolis gift center on the corner of 10th and Marquette. But no matter which Gift House gift center you visit, you'll find it filled with displays of great gifts, quality, nationally known merchandise, the kind you've come to expect from Gift House. Okay, I'm dialing a new number here very quickly, and we'll see if we can get at least two more calls in before our time runs out.
All right, I have an inquiry as to what is the weather condition, or how would the weather be in Duluth this evening? Is that blowing south of them?
Yes, apparently northern Minnesota is being missed by this particular weather system so far. But we do have a cold wave warning for much of our region after the weather comes in. So it's going to turn colder tomorrow night and the next day. Why, someone there from Duluth wants to know how things are at home, huh?
That's it. And me down here without any longies. I mean, we have to come home, you know.
Well, knowing your luck, I'd... Hang on just a minute. Uh-oh, I just tried to call to Nebraska, and I got one of those all circuits are busy type
Nebraska.
Answers. Right.
You have anybody on the list tonight from Florida?
Nobody on the list
besides
from Florida?
Me, I mean.
Let me look here. No, I don't... Here's one that's a little bit south. Let's try that, huh?
All right.
Get away from the snow and cold. I got to get it straight.
While you're placing that call, I would just add that folks here in Orlando, Florida, that is around the baseball camps, are aware of the fact that Paul Gill is down here and doing his, making his mark and his interviews. They actually, he has become almost equally as famous as Batman. They're referring to him as the Twins' Boy Wonder.
Oh boy, he just heard you say that, and you're in trouble.
Oh,
when you get back. All right, now I've dialed a new call, and this is in Salisbury, North Carolina. That gets us a little closer to Florida, but not quite there. Phone's ringing now in Salisbury.
Hello?
Hello, this is Honest to Goodness calling from WCCO Radio in St. Paul, Minneapolis.
How about that?
Well, yes. Is this...
Well, how about that?
How about that? I was just laying here listening to it. I'm in bed.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, I got a little old radio here, you know, with my earphone on.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, my gosh, I wish they'd call me.
Well, by golly, we just have. Is this Mrs. George Lazier?
Well, we don't pronounce it that way. We pronounce it Leaser.
Leaser.
Leaser, right.
Well, now, you've heard us talking about all our varying weather here. How are things in North Carolina tonight?
Yes, fine. We have about 75 degrees, and I heard the man just now say it was that in New Jersey.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I guess you East Coast people have all got good weather tonight.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful fishing weather.
Fishing weather?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you fish in North Carolina?
On the coast.
Right in the old ocean there, huh?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Say, I kind of... Is Salisbury right on the coast?
No. Uh-uh. We're about 210 miles.
Uh-huh.
That's not far if fish are biting.
Well, I got a... Yeah, I know what you mean. I got a fella here you should meet who's not very far from the coast either, only he's speaking to you from Orlando, Florida. Here's Randy Merriman.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Mrs. Leaser.
Hello there, boy. How are you?
Well, fine, ma'am. Nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you. I have a friend living in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, what's your friend's name?
You know, I know her name before she was married, but funny, I can't think of who she married. How
well,
about that? By the way, is this on the air?
Yes, we're on the air. We're on the radio right now, Ms. Leaser.
Oh, Alana Clare. How about that?
Well, I was just going to say, I heard you tell Dick that the fishing is good there.
Oh, yeah, we fish a lot. Oh, yeah.
I had a little seafood for dinner tonight, and I just wonder if it might be from North Carolina.
How about that? Was it, what was it? A drum?
A what?
A drum. We call the larger fish drums.
Drums?
Yes.
No, I don't think I had a drum. I think it was more like a bugle.
Oh, come on.
No, I tell you what it was. I think it was like lobster or something like that.
Is that right?
Yes, but where do you, you told Dick you fish right there, do you fish near Salisbury?
On the coast, uh-huh. We're about 190 miles, 210 miles, just all depends on where you go. And also, we go over on the Outer Banks, you know, and which is 360 miles, and we don't mind the mileage.
Yes,
we like it.
You're a real Tar Heel, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Were you born in North Carolina?
Pardon?
Were you born and raised in North Carolina?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And
yes, where? In Salisbury?
Yes. Do you know why I like to listen to this program?
Tell me.
Yeah, I got a son that lives in Hibbing, Minnesota.
Hibbing?
Yeah.
Right up on the Iron Range.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. He's a long way from North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Does he work?
He married a girl when he was in service, and so... They went to live up there in 1949. And by the way, I heard a woman one night tell you on the radio that if you would let her know the night before, you know the question.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got one. If you would ask me a question, I could answer it. What year the Aquatennial was in Minneapolis, Minnesota? I was there.
Oh.
Now, if you'd ask me that question, I could answer it.
If we asked
the Aquatennial? You were at the Aquatennial one.
All right, yeah.
Yes, when were you there? How long ago? Last summer?
1950.
In 1950?
I was there.
My goodness.
And they were living in Minneapolis, and we went to visit them. That was the first time, you know, that we went to visit them.
And you saw the parade and all weekend?
Oh, yeah, just tore down rain.
that's our aqua, all right.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we thoroughly enjoyed it, and we've been to Hibbing several times, you know, within the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm. You always come in the summertime, don't you?
Yeah, we went to see our son and his family one Christmas. We flew up there.
Oh, yes.
And we had to change planes, you know, in Minneapolis.
Dick, I was just thinking Mrs. Leaser mentioned that it's never too bad to go fishing. Now, how she'd like to go ice fishing with
you sometime? I did.
Oh, did you go ice fishing?
When we went to visit our family, you know, on Christmas... Oh, yes, we went ice fishing over on what they call Happy Lake.
Happy Lake?
Yeah.
Did you catch anything?
That's right close to Hibbing.
Yeah, did you catch anything?
Yes, sir. One.
Well, that's pretty good average.
Yeah, well, it's enough to keep you happy anyway.
How about that? Oh, yeah, I just love Minnesota.
Well, how about that? Mrs. Leeser, we want you to have a chance to do a little fishing now with us tonight and win $8.30.
Okay, you asked me when the Aquatinia laws went out of there, and I can answer
that. No, I can't ask you that, but I got another one that I can ask you. We got these new questions. You got to try this one, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Now, this is for $8.30 now.
I'll try.
Now, see, we don't rig the program very much. And here's the question.
Mm-hmm.
St. Paul has a winter festival called the Winter Carnival. And Minneapolis has a summer festival which has a different name. And it took place in 1950 for 1 year. What's the name of it?
Oh, boy, how about that?
Now, no coaching. How about
I'll
that?
I'll tell you what. In 1950, one of the honored guests at that particular festival was Mrs. George Leeser of Salisbury, North Carolina.
That's right. And they had lots of parades going on.
And that could have been the Aquatennial.
By yes, George, she's got it.
The Minneapolis Aquatennial, you're right there.
So you can't,
we have to ask our own questions. We can't ask you,
goodness.
Well, isn't this wonderful?
Well, Mrs. Leeser, we hope you will come back to Minneapolis and St. Paul for winter carnivals and Aquatennials and come back and see us many, many times.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and we just love the state, and, I mean, you know, we just like it.
And you say that you had already gone to bed when we called, but yet you're listening on your little old radio.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, thank you, and we hope you'll keep little old us there for a long time.
Thank you so much for calling me. I enjoy your program very, very much.
Well, we're delighted that you do, and thank you so much for your interest with us.
Well,
now, Dick wants
you
to get your mailing address there in Salisbury, North Carolina.
Oh, okie dokie.
And so, while Dick Chapman writes down the information of Mrs. George Leeser, it looks like we're going to have to do our little wrap-up at the moment. So, this is Randy Merriman in Orlando, Florida.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
What's wrong?
I got to talk about cremettes.
Oh, well, I just was going to do this while you were getting the address.
Oh, well, don't wrap up yet until I get the cremettes thing going.
All right. Go ahead and cremette.
Yes. Well, you know about how easy it is to find cremettes. Right there in Orlando, Florida, you can find cremettes macaroni on the shelf. Because all you have to do is look for the snappy green box, the famous green box, in big and little displays in big and little supermarkets everywhere. And in that little happy box, you will find many happy meals of cremettes, casseroles, salads, or maybe you can eat cremettes just plain with butter and seasoning. Because, let's face it, cremettes are always in good taste for lunch, dinner, or snacks. And you'll also find that cremettes macaroni cook up firm and delicious in just 7 minutes. They never go soft or sticky. Cremettes have the clean, lean taste of protein that people prefer. You take it from Randy and me.
From the two of us.
Yeah, from us. Cremettes extra quality will make you and your entire family happy. So when you're out shopping, pick up several packages of Cremettes macaroni and do it the very next trip to the store. Look for the macaroni with the clean, lean taste of protein, Cremettes, in the famous green box.
Well, Dick, all I was going to say was that it was kind of nice to wrap up on this season. I'm sorry it's on a night of snow and all that, but a very pleasant season of Clear Channel, honest to goodness. And we look forward to more Clear Channel visits with our friends throughout the rest of the year when we'll be making calls periodically from time to time, even though we won't have one full hour such as we've had now.
Right. I dare say, Randy, that you folks didn't get a chance to see the Twins today when they played, right?
Not today, but tomorrow we will. We leave to see them play the White Sox.
Uh-huh. And is that in Orlando or over?
That's right in Orlando.
Uh-huh. Well, they lost to the White Sox today. Let's hope tomorrow is revenge, you know?
Well, we're sort of hoping that's what it will be.
Yeah, now that Puerto Rico ball game you were talking about.
Excuse me, we're seeing the Philadelphia Phillies tomorrow and then the White Sox on Thursday.
Oh, I see. The Phillies tomorrow.
Right, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, well, they've already beat us once, too, you know. We got revenge coming there.
Revenge is great.
Yeah.
In baseball. Then beyond that, Dick, we have a baseball banquet tomorrow night with Sam Mealy, Calvin Griffith, and all the Twins that will come in to visit the fans. And then we have a chance 2 days later to visit Cape Kennedy.
And then, of course, it's off to, you've already been down further south there to the Bahamas and so forth.
That's true. Well, look, let me just move out by saying that I've enjoyed visiting with you there in the Twin Cities and our friends in Clear Channel Land from here in Orlando, Florida. And who will it be again tomorrow, Charlie Boone or Ray Christensen?
Either that or Chuck Lelligan.
Well,
anyway,
good.
We'll be back with our regular money.
And so then, from our fans in the stands here in Orlando, Florida, thanks a lot. It's been a delight to be with you. And now I'm going to see if I can't, on my radio, listen to Jurgen Nash.
Just this brief message quickly before we wind up, honest to goodness. Now we have reports of 3 to 4 inches of new snow in Faribault and rain turning to snow in a heavy lightning storm, for heaven's sakes, at Winona, Minnesota. Very bad weather. We'll bring you completely up to date on the Big Ten news in just half an hour. 9:30 Central Standard Time. Good Neighbor to the Northwest, with studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830. This is WCCO.